Wow, how very strange and how very cool the day. The day has been very cool and also very strange. I'm just leaving Milton Keynes train station and heading to my car so I can go home. But wonderful day initially at Tuttle and Tuttle's potential new space, of which there will be a video hopefully soon. Then over to Drunken Monkey with Jemima and the posse, who we had some great discussion going on there anyway, and some noodles. But on the way home, I was running down the platform because you know what it's like coming out of London, or rush hour in particular. There's just no seats, but there was a table with one man at a table and three spare seats. I thought, thank God, you know, I could sit down and put my tech and gadgets on the table. So I quickly entered the carriage, fought my way to those spare seats, and as I turned to say, is this train going to Milton Keynes? I recognised an old friend, an old interviewee, in fact, as well. Steve Munday, spelled M-U-N. And if you Google alien implant documentary, actually go to the documentary YouTube channel and search alien implant, you're more likely to find it, because I imagine there's a lot of alien implants knocking around in the world. You'll see a gentleman who was at one point selling fireplaces from his own business, and now he's doing other things. Got some interesting stories around that as well. But he is primarily a paranormal investigator. And much as I wanted to get my phone out on the very busy train and interview him, sometimes it's nice just to have a conversation. If I do interview him about some of the stuff that he's been doing, and he's been paranormal investigating way, way longer than all the cheesy TV programs have been running. He does it at least a few times a month, and he's got some really cool tech and gadgets, some tech and gadgets that certain scientists might argue the relevance of, but some really cool tech and gadgets that I would love to have a look at, particularly his infrared motion detection SD card nighttime CCTV systems that he can set up and detect movement in old buildings. And he does go to places that have had reported sightings of ghosts and unknown phenomena, and he's really active in it, and they've got all this pro audio recording gear and computer software that processes sounds, and it was just really interesting and really nice just to sit there and have a conversation and catch up and talk about the paranormal. He's got a couple of exciting things coming up. I'm going to get him on Posterous. I'm going to get him blogging, because he's got so much stuff. He's got some really interesting CCTV footage of lorry doors opening with nobody there and stuff that he gets sent from, you know, security guards in front of CCTV cameras and things like that. And I said, well, what are you doing with it? He said, well, just archiving, storing. You need to share this. Get a conversation going around it. I would definitely subscribe to a blog about paranormal activity, especially if it was paranormal activity as reported by somebody that I actually know and have met. Whether or not you believe in this stuff, you cannot knock or mock anybody for wanting to know more about it. There are so many unanswered questions in this world, and I love the fact that technology can help us get to the bottom of so many myths and misconceptions and mysteries, as much as help us continue to document the weirdness that goes on out there. So I'm looking forward to hooking up now with renewed a connection, Steve Munday, who is based not too far away from where I live. A fortuitous meeting on the train home. Now I'm in Bonga mentally. I'm ready to hit the road.